Generations of young people have had their education supplemented by watching Sesame Street and have enjoyed learning from Big Bird, Elmo, and Cookie Monster, among many others. Now the Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit behind the program, is working on a new initiative, Sesame Street and Autism, Seeing Amazing in All Children. As part of that, Sesame Street is introducing Julia, its first autistic character.
Hi, Julia!
Elmo.
Elmo sees Julia is playing with a stuffed rabbit.
Fluffster.
Yeah, Elmo brought his favorite toy, Baby David. Oh, say hello to Fluffster, Baby David. Hello, Fluffster.
Boing, 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 boing.
Oh, we can play side by side like we do sometimes. There's lots of ways friends can play.
Stacy Gordon of Phoenix is the puppeteer behind Julia and is with us to tell us more about her. Stacy, we'll talk about Julia in a moment, but I want to start by asking how a puppeteer from Phoenix got connected with Sesame Street for this opportunity.
Well, I have an art studio downtown called Puppet Pie, and that's in the Bragg's Pie Factory building, which is a really fun arts district. I've been there for a couple years. I'm also really involved in the puppetry community at large, and so I knew a few puppeteers who worked on Sesame Street, and they knew me. When Sesame Street was looking specifically for a puppeteer with a strong connection to autism, those puppeteers put my name in the ring. So let's see, two Februaries ago now, I got an email from Sesame Workshop that made me fall out of my chair.
Well, in addition to falling out of your chair, did you think this is a really great idea to have a child, to have a puppet with this autistic representation? But did you have any hesitation thinking, boy, I hope this is approached the right way?
Well, of course I wanted them to approach it the right way, but how they first launched Julia was as a digital character online. She was in a storybook. The beautiful thing is that's how I was first introduced to her. So I saw that they were already introducing her the right way. Every single bit of material that I saw, I was just floored by. It was so perfect. It was all I could say was, I wished this was around when my son was little.
We often hear about, in many things, it is so important to see and hear people who remind us of ourselves, look like us, make us feel comfortable with that. And how do you think that applies to Julia and what little kids are going to see?
Well, absolutely. I think that every single person wants representation. When you're a kid on the spectrum, or even an adult on the spectrum, you want to see yourself represented in media because, and to be very honest, there are a lot of people who are on the spectrum. It's 1 in 68 kids are diagnosed now. That's a lot of people. And to not have 1 in 68 characters on television be having autism, it's a gross underrepresentation.
How does it feel then when it comes to Sesame Street, which again, iconic, what does that say to the general public about the importance of recognizing autism, the importance
right.
of acknowledging it?
Yeah. When Sesame Street is the one doing it, Sesame Street is so iconic and has been around as long as most of us can remember. When they address it, then we know it's important.
Can you take us behind the scenes a little bit? Whereas, how have you gotten yourself prepared to play Julia? You have the experience with your own child, but as a performer, as a puppeteer, can you take us into the creative aspects of it?
I think a lot of it was drawing on my own experiences as a mom and seeing my child go through everything that he's gone through. Knowing that my child is a funny, happy kid, knowing that the other kids on the autism spectrum that I've worked with are funny, happy kids. I really wanted that part of Julia to shine through. I wanted Julia to be likable because my kid is likable.
How do you think it manifests itself in Julia so that we see this intelligent, funny kid, but then also recognized, frankly, as being a little bit different?
Yeah, so bringing autism into the puppetry, the writer of specifically this episode, Christine Ferraro, she was really great about saying, Julia flaps her hands, and Julia is sensitive to sound, and she doesn't like to get her fingers icky, so there's a lot of things where you do see the similarities between Julia and Elmo and Abby and Big Bird, but you do also see the differences, but the differences are accepted.
And how do the characters initially respond to Julia? Some of the main characters that people are going to know, like Big Bird, for example. How has that been going?
So Big Bird introduces himself to Julia, and she doesn't respond. Some kids have a delayed response time, and Big Bird thinks that maybe Julia doesn't like him because she's not paying much attention to him. And Elmo and Abby and Alan are all there to explain, you know what, just ask her again. It might take her a minute to say hello. It's not that she doesn't like you. It's that Julia is Julia.
Stacey, we talked about how it's important for an autistic child or the parent of an autistic child to see someone, you know, who reminds them of their own child or that the child can relate to. How important do you think it is for kids who are not autistic to see a puppet like Julia and then maybe ask their folks, hey, why is Julia a little bit different?
I think that it's really, really important for neurotypical children to see Julia and see her behaviors because they will encounter kids with autism. They will see kids at restaurants, on the playground, in their classrooms. There are so many kids on the spectrum. It would be very difficult to go through life and not encounter someone. And had the kids in my son's class been exposed to an episode of Sesame Street or many episodes of Sesame Street where Julia is just one of the kids and she has autistic behaviors, the modeling of acceptance will help our kids with autism in the sense that it will become destigmatized.
Phoenix puppeteer Stacey Gordon is behind Sesame Street's new autistic character, Julia, who will make her official debut on the program next month.